This is there's this guy by the name of Eric Garner, a big fat black guy, over 300 pounds, I'm told. 300 pounds, I'm told. Weighed over 300 pounds. And it's been reported that he was selling illegal cigarettes or selling cigarettes illegally in front of a store. And it was reported the cops came or went to the store, in front of the store, to arrest the guy. He fought back. He resisted arrest. A big old fat black guy resisted arrest. And as a result, what's that mean? What do you mean by that? What is it called? Lucy's? Oh, that's a slang term for the cigarettes on the street. Lucy's. And as a result of resisting arrest, the cops had to take him down. What are the cops' other choices? When you resist arrest, you're saying, do what you got to do to get me, Mr. Cop. Because I'm not coming freely, right? So the cops had to take him down. And it's being reported that he had some type of heart problem or something like that. And the guy ended up dying. And instead of blaming the guy for resisting arrest, the black guy, they blamed the cops. They blamed the cops. In the olden days, good old days, that's why I want the good old days again. I want them back. Because in the good old days, not one black, maybe the boy's mama, but not one normal black would have agreed with this black guy who resisted arrest. They would have said, you know what? He would be alive had he not resisted arrest. They would not have been into this black thing and hated whites and hated the cops and all that. When I was growing up, it was known very clear to all of us, if you go to jail, you get in trouble, you go to jail, I ain't coming to visit you. I ain't putting no money on no books. Well, during those days, I had never heard of putting money on books. It's real popular now, but... And I'm not accepting collect calls. And you're going to stay in there until they let you out. My parents told me that. My grandparents told me that. All right, Punch, you go out there and get in trouble. You go to jail, I ain't coming for you. I ain't coming to visit. I ain't making no phone. You can't call me collect. And I ain't putting no money on the books. Well, that's what they do now. And it's so funny. I know guys who are in jail now. And I told them, y'all go to jail. We don't put money on books. I don't come visit. And I ain't collecting no call. And now they try to get me to put money on books. I can't even imagine doing something like that. What do people in jail need money for? Don't you get all your jail food free? You get free gym, free jail food. You may be glad they don't serve water and bread anymore. Anyway, because black people have values, they love what was right. They didn't blame. They want vending machine money. Oh, yeah, they have vending machines in prison.
They want some snacks.
Well, they better snack on that cornbread and water. Anyway, but because black people were a decent people, unlike blacks today, they're not decent. Eric Garner could have never gotten away with support from the blacks in the good old days. As I said, you can't find black people supporting good. If you notice, pay really attention. They don't support men and women of God. If you're standing for morality, if you're standing for what is right, you cannot rely on them. If you're standing for making America safe, making it great again, putting a wall around the borders, even though most black people don't like the fact that the illegal aliens are in their communities because they fight all the time, take their stuff, they'll rather put up with it rather than go along with white Americans who are on the side of good, or black people who are on the side of good. So this guy, Eric Garner, 5 years ago, I believe, he died as a result of resisting arrest. That's just the way it is, right? Well, because white people are so intimidated, they won't speak up. They are now catering to the blacks, and they've been doing it for a long time. The officer who had to take Eric Garner down was fired. White guy? I guess Italians are white, I'm being told. He lost his job after 5 years. Can you imagine? Because the whites in New York could not handle the radical blacks. And they think catering to the blacks are going to make it better for them. It's not. It's not. Because the more they let the blacks in, especially to police departments, governmental jobs, when these blacks become mayors and city councils and stuff like that, whites, you're out. You're out. And I've been warning South Africa will happen in America. I see, short of a miracle from God, I see South Africa happening in America, where the blacks are taking over and the whites are, it's over for you. Your land will be taken from you without compensation. Your children will be punished just for being white, because these blacks have been convinced that slavery is their problem. Slavery and Jim Crow is their problem. They had nothing to do with Jim Crow and slavery. And slavery and Jim Crow was nothing like they had been told. They are being used. The best way to control people is to demoralize them, cause them to become angry. And you got them. Look at in relationships. I mean, you can see it for yourself in a small way, but yet a big way in personal life. When you're in a relationship, whenever a woman wants to control a man wants to control a woman, they either make them feel good or they make them angry. Either way, they got them. Pay attention. It's a spiritual battle. ABC News is reporting NYPD officer involved in Eric Garner's death was fired. Officer Daniel Pantaleo, NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo was terminated from New York's City Police Department. Here's the report.
5 years after the chokehold death of Eric Garner on a New York street, that officer fired.
It is clear that Daniel Pantaleo can no longer effectively serve as a New York City police officer.
The police commissioner making the final call after an administrative judge recommended Daniel Pantaleo be terminated despite his denials he used a banned chokehold. The judge found his actions reckless during Garner's arrest for allegedly selling untaxed cigarettes. The move triggered a fatal asthma attack.
So if Eric Garner knew he had asthma issues before he stood up there to sell illegal Lucy's cigarettes, why would he even resist arrest? So it's a cop's fault that Eric resisted arrest. It just doesn't make sense that anyone would believe that. Oh, I know, the blacks are believing it because they hate the whites. And the stupid police commissioner, whatever it is, that fired Daniel is doing it for political reasons. Either he's trying to climb the ladder of politics, or he's afraid of blacks, so he's catering. Or both. Police Commissioner James O'Neill describes why he let the officer go.
Today is a day of reckoning, but can also be a day of reconciliation. I've been a cop a long time. And if I was still a cop, I'd probably be mad at me. I would. You're not looking at me.
Beta Bear!
But I am.
Beta male. This is not a real man. This is a beta male. They're being intimidated by the protesters in New York, the black protesters. And by the way, I was told that Eric Garner's daughter, was it his daughter, James, or sister, died of a heart attack? Daughter. Eric Garner's daughter died of a heart attack at age 27. And I believe she was part of that stupid organization that's worse than the KKK, Black Lives Matter. I believe she was a part of that. Erica, whatever her name was. And this guy, police commissioner, I'm at a point where the New York police officers should all resign and just let chaos go wild. And maybe then the people will wake up. What is the purpose of getting up every morning and some officers at night going out into the streets to protect the innocents, and you end up losing your job, losing your life, losing your career, losing your family? What's the purpose? It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. And you don't even have the police commissioner on your side when you are right. Here's what the police union had to say about O'Neill for abandoning the police. This is Patrick Lynch of the police union. He speaks out.
But an outraged police union accusing the commissioner of bowing to anti-police extremists.
Yeah.
The leadership has abandoned ship and left our police officers on the street alone.
Amazing. This is why you got to vote out these liberals, folks. They are godless people. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't know what to do with herself now. She doesn't know whether to pee or get off the pot with Tlaib and Ilhan and Cortez and all of them. Because they are so anti-America, anti-Israel. And Pelosi is afraid. She's afraid to stand up against Ilhan and people of color, women of color, and let it be known how she really feels about Israel. So she's between a rock and a hard place right now. Evil is taking over, folks. Here is Eric Garner's so-called family. And they swears that they won't stop fighting.
Today's decision caps a painful journey for the Garner family, who pushed for years but never saw state criminal or federal civil rights charges for that officer.
I should be here with my father, but Pantaleo took that away from me on 7/17. Yes, he's fired, but the fight is not over. We will continue to fight.
She's a liar. If her father had not resisted arrest, maybe, they say he wasn't in really good health, but maybe he'd be there. It's not the cop's fault. And why is it that these black people can go against the cops with such bravery and determination, but not against black-on-black crime? No big deal. Y'all gonna kill each other. Why? This fat woman that stood there, my father would be here. No, he wouldn't. It's his fault he's gone, not the police officer's fault. And I believe they got a lot of money for that fat guy dying, I think. So I'm being told that these people, is this the Garner family got all this money for the death? That's what it's about, the money. Follow the money trail. I was told that they got the Gardner folks who are up there pretending they care so much about him. They got $5.9 million settlement in 2015, according to the New York Times. It's about the money. It ain't about Garden, believe me. And it's about hating white people. Can you imagine that? Joel said he spent it all up, so they want more. Probably. I wouldn't put it past him. That you now have black people teaching young black people to hate the cops. And as soon as they're stopped by the cop, they're going to overreact. They end up dead. The cop's to blame. What a mess.